Bible says, by him all things consist. C-O-N, sis, together stand. Together stand, consist, consistent. So does that just mean, what does that mean, all things? Does that also mean the words? So when you spell the word store, S-T-O-R-E, does that mean that the word holds together? By him? By him, all things consist. Does that mean that when you spell a word, that it only consists and exists and stands true because of Jesus? Yeah, by him all things consist. Everything, all things. A marriage, a country, an ideology. Jesus holds it all together. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, beholding the good and the evil. Then why is there evil? Because he had to go to the cross. The free will of man. If you want to solve all mysteries, go back to the cross. What happened at the cross? God the Son had to die on the cross, right? Because of the evil of man. That's why evil exists. Because God allowed it so that some people might choose life. But most people choose death, right? They love the evil and not love the good. They love the lie instead of righteousness, instead of the truth. They love the gaslighting for preeminence or advantage or whatever. They want to pull you into there. Have you ever had anybody say, well, that's my truth, or that's your truth? No, there's no such thing as my truth. There's God's truth. There's only one truth, and that's God's truth. When I said the one, I had some people abandon ship, but and I know why they abandoned ship, because I said the woman is the flesh side of Adam. You can't deny that truth. It's the absolute fact. It's obvious. The woman thinks about the earth plane mostly. Pretty stuff. She likes pretty stuff. She likes the soft stuff. She likes the earth plane. The man goes out and hunts and he finds some food to sustain the family, brings it back, and she takes care of it. She dresses the food. Why do you think they call it a dress? Dresses the food. Why do they call it dressing the food? She makes them dressing. She cooks a meal and dresses the food. Because she thinks about a dress. It has nothing to do with women. It's the typology. She's the flesh side of Adam, and Adam has a, so that means Adam has a flesh side. That means Adam has a spirit side and a flesh side. And that means all women can have a spirit side and a flesh side if they get saved. It's a typology. Typewriter. It's the indention of the typewriter into the paper and creates a set. A kind. Kind is kinship. Of like kind, kinship. It's a fractal typewriter. The Holy Spirit pen, the pen of the Holy Spirit is a fractal typewriter. 5D, 4D, 3D, 2D, 1D. The Holy Spirit is a typology typewriter at every level. What do you mean? What are you saying? You're not making any sense. Yeah, I'm making the total sense. When God sets a pattern, it applies at every level, every dimension. Here's something I thought about last night. People are always talking about parallel universes. Well, every human is living a parallel universe with the other humans. You're in the story, but your story is in parallel with somebody else's. You're not exactly on the same path. But as you look out in front of you, so there's a car beside me on the left and on the right. And as they look out in front of them, they see the two paths, right? But they see the two paths merge out in the distance. But the car on the right's in another lane, the car on the left's in another lane. And so they're parallel from this perspective. But out in the distance, both their paths lead to the same point. Just like a train track. When you look at a train track, out in the distance, it reaches a point. But the two tracks are parallel. But as you look at the two tracks way out in the distance, they're merging. The train tracks are merging. What does that mean? They're parallel, but they're merging out in the distance. What does that mean? Each person is a parallel reality in the story, but the story merges to one source, and that source is Christ and His body. Come on now. Somebody needs to be shouting. I'm actually pulling these truths out of the spirit realm. I'm just pulling them out of the spirit realm, and I'm throwing them out there for whoever wants to digest it. When you get on a train track, you got two tracks going in parallel, the parallel universe. But when you look out in the distance at that train track, the two rails meet in the distance. They merge. And so even though two people are in the same story, they have a parallel universe in their story. But out in the distance, it all merges into one. And that oneness is in Christ. It's true from the horizontal plane, and it's also true from the vertical plane. You actually see a horizontal line. So as you're traveling in the distance, you see the sky meets the land. No matter where you look, the sky and the land are meeting together. They're merging. If you're on the ocean and the sky meet together. They merge. There's a culmination of the ages coming, and the whole earth will be filled with the glory of God. The culmination is on the way, people. It's best to get right now. It's best to get right now. Why wouldn't a person want to get right? Not left, but right. Why wouldn't a person want to be in their right mind? Not out of their mind, but in the right mind, in their mind. Not out of your mind, like a demon. Like an unsaved. They're out of their minds. You want to be in your mind and not out of your mind. Word up, not word down. The right hand, not the left hand. Jesus sat down on the right hand of God. Not the left hand, but the right hand. There's so much truth. I'm throwing out so much truth that I'm in shock that it's not getting a million views. I'm in shock. Seriously. The only reason it's not is the algorithm. They want to shut down the deeper things so they keep you in the base nature in the horizontal plane.